No, I understood that they had an incident or two like that earlier. Well, not with us, but... But when we left, we got out there, got out into the Pacific, and Barking Sands is part of the Hawaiian chain. And we landed there, and we got briefed on the operations of the two pieces of equipment they installed on the aircraft. Project was called Outlaw Shark. It was over the horizon targeting. And they launched a cruise missile out of Point Magoo or Oxnard, California. And they had an impact range down in Aniwetok, which is quite a ways south of Hawaii, where they placed a bunch of derelict ships out there. And in the middle of the area, they put up another ship, and they put up a bad guy's emitter on that ship. And we were out there. We were about, maybe 500 miles off, but we were updating the targeting for that missile, and we were watching it on our radar as it came in, and it was zigzagging around the other derelict ships and then broadsided the target big time. Now this is really neat.
Oh yeah. And hearing this and seeing some of the stuff that I did, like I said, it was like 60 years ago now, but knowing what I do know from then as to what we have today, I can't understand why any country like Iraq or Iran, okay, or some of these other pipsqueaks, want to mess around and argue with the United States. One, we do not use our military to go around and overthrow countries. The only time that we'll step in now is if we're under direct attack, and then you're really in trouble if you try it. Or if one of our allies is under attack, and especially anyone with CETO or NATO. An attack on one is an attack on all. You're looking for trouble, and you're going to find it. This is what I can't understand about these idiots over there in the Middle East.